This is the Composer's Datebook for June 29th. I'm John Zek. The reign of the ancient Roman Emperor Nero, notorious for its horrific deeds, was chronicled by the historian Tacitus. His account of the rise of the courtesan Poppaea from being Nero's mistress to his empress provides the plot of one of the three surviving operas written by the 17th century Italian composer Claudio Monteverdi. Monteverdi's The Coronation of Poppaea was first performed in Venice at the Teatro Sancti Giovanni e Paolo in the autumn of 1643. Monteverdi was in his 70s when Poppaea premiered. The first performance of Monteverdi's Poppaea in modern times had to wait until 1913, when the French composer Vincent d'Indy presented his arrangement of Poppaea in Paris. In America and Britain, Poppaea was first staged in 1927 at Smith College in Massachusetts and at Oxford University in England. It wasn't until today's date in 1962 that a full professional staging of Poppaea occurred at the Glyndebourne Festival in England, in a version prepared and conducted by Raymond Leppard. Unlike later opera composers, Monteverdi did not prescribe specific vocal ranges for the characters, and since there was no standardized orchestra in the 17th century, it was customary back then to simply give a list of some suggested instruments up front and leave it to the performers to decide who played what and when. And so, any modern performance of a Monteverdi opera is always somebody's version of the surviving notes, based on educated guesswork and the available performers. For more on Monteverdi and his operas, go to our website, composersdatebook.org. While you're there, sign up to have this program emailed to you every day. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.